Catching up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas now.
No matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking and tapping. Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love. And breaking tracks from your next favourite artist. On air, online and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
Oh, what a night to be alive here on Ash London Live. I've been listening to the new Tribe Called Quest album all day, so I'm just on the biggest high. I feel badass. I feel empowered. I feel happy.
That's what you were singing.
That's what I was singing or trying to sing or rap along with.
Yeah, trying.
Producer Draco, producer Luke, I got my boys here with me. What are you excited about on tonight's show, Lukey?
Oh, I'm gearing up for R&B Friday Live. Tomorrow, we are live there. So we're doing a Twitter poll.
Yep.
You know, soon, around about 9 o'clock.
Okay.
At some point.
Maybe as well Samantha Jade.
Samantha Jade, yeah.
Yeah, you've got a crush on Samantha Jade.
I was told not to mention Samantha Jade.
Because I didn't want you getting all fanboy because love her.
You've got
a crush on her.
All I've been talking about is Samantha Jade in the office 24/7. So these guys are like, shush.
She is an absolute darling. Draco, my love, what are you looking forward to? I think I know the answer.
Obvious, I'm looking forward to the next installment of Draco Takeover with the Chainsmokers. I just had a chat with Alex, actually. He's not the hot one, but he's the cool one. So, like, Drew's the hot one and then Alex is the cool one.
Drew's the one that totally, like, effed up his vocal performance at the VMAs.
Yeah.
So, you know, we like Alex. We like both of them. They've had a lot of hits.
I think my new favourite is Alex, though.
Okay, it's going to be a great show, and we're so happy that you guys have chosen to join us tonight. We are kicking off the show. This track, I really, really love the music video. It's worth watching. It's a bit weird. And all of the artists that are collaborating on the track are in the video, which is rare these days. Clean Bandit, Anne-Marie and Sean Paul. This is Rockabye on Ash London Live.
Draco's Takeover.
It was a big day today for you, Draco. You're an amazing producer and a great friend, and today you really proved your worth.
I know.
Usually a Draco Takeover is when you push me out of the way, or just coming over the top of what I'm saying on air to talk about Miley Cyrus or Hillary Duff. But today you well and truly saved my ass. I was stuck in a meeting with the bosses. It was going overtime and then the interview came through and they called through early.
Yeah, the Chainsmokers were like, bring, bring, on the phone. I've spoken to them before. We're good friends. But I spoke to Drew, who's like the hot one.
Yeah.
Who's not the fat one. But Alex is now my new favourite one because he's super cool. He's like the older one who always has a beard.
So instead of coming to the meeting, knocking on the door and saying, I'm just going to need to take Ash for a moment, you just thought you'd...
I was like, I'll do it. I'll do a Draco Takeover.
But you did a wonderful job. On no notice, you pulled out an incredible interview with one of the biggest bands on earth, so you should be really proud of yourself.
Here's what happened. Alex from the Chainsmokers, what's up? Where are you guys in the world right now?
We are in Los Angeles right now. We had rehearsal for our AMA performance on Sunday.
Yes. Congratulations, by the way. Best new artist, up for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Do you think you guys are going to win? Because we think that you're going to win.
We never win anything, so I not think. but I mean, well, God, that would be like such an honor if we did. So, you know, I certainly hope so.
2016 is the year of the Chainsmokers. Have you got, like, your speech ready if you do win? Do you guys know who you're going to thank? Or you'll just get up on stage and be, like, walking down the aisle when they pronounce your name, you go, like, F*** it, let's just do whatever?
You know, like, I feel like I've watched a ton of award shows, and, like, what's really cool is when you get up and win and you, like, shake, like, people's hands that are way more famous than you. So, like, maybe walk down the aisle, you know, if we win, like, shake Kanye's hand, you know, give Diddy a high five, like, pound Adele.
I mean, are you guys going to be performing? At the start of the year, the VMAs were super steamy and everyone was talking about it. Are you guys going to do the same sort of thing? What can we look forward to?
Yeah. So somehow we got to up the ante. We put that performance together like within 2 days, basically. We weren't expecting to be a part of the show. So we kind of like had to kind of just keep it simple. And, you know, we wanted to play up the, you know, romance of the song with June Halsey. And I think this time it's going to be more about the music and the story of the song than so much the romance. I mean, I'm not saying counting anything out, anything's possible. And I don't want to, you know, ruin any surprises that we do have planned, but we're really excited. I mean, that was the first time we ever performed live on television at an award show and closer. So I think we've gotten like it a bit more worked out now. So we're really pumped.
And actually, speaking of Closer, I know you guys tweeted about it the other day, but Sarah Hyland from Modern Family, she did that amazing cover.
Oh my God, so good.
Did you know she was going to do that, or you just saw the video and were like, whoa?
No, that's like one of the coolest things about right now is like waking up and learning, like seeing these things happen, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm a huge fan of hers, period. And she has an incredible voice, which I don't think anyone realized.
No.
And they did such a great job. So, I mean, that sort of thing when you wake up is like makes your morning. You know what I mean? It's just like, that's so cool that they took the time to do that. It's like, wait, she knows who we are? Like, sweet. Now if I see her, I'm like, hi.
Everyone knows who you guys are. You're massive. Like I said, 2016, year of the Chainsmokers.
Yeah. My UberX driver didn't know who I was.
Who cares about the UberX driver? Well, I guess, like, I mean, obviously, Halsey's on Closer, Phoebe Ryan's on All We Know. Would you, now that you know Sarah Hyland's a fan, would you guys, like, reach out and want to collab with her? She's, like, such a good singer.
Yeah, I mean, I would never rule anything out. For us, it's, like, what we're most interested in right now is to, like, just get together with, like, people we, like, respect and we think are super talented and just, like, talk to them and just, like, learn their process and how they're creative and, you know, I feel like we learn so much every time we get in the studio with another artist. And, you know, it's almost more important for us to just, like, speak with them and, you know, hear what goes through their mind
right.
and, you know, all that stuff. But, like, my God, you know, of course. I mean, I would never say, you know, no to the Sarah Hyland song. She's so dope.
How am I going? Good.
Draco, I think you did a really great interview. Well done. Such short notice, so confident.
Well, there's still 2 minutes to come.
We are going to play that Sarah Hyland cover a little later on in the show. But now, Zara Larsson, I Would Like on Ash London Live.
Draco's Takeover.
A big day in the life of producer Draco. I was stuck in a meeting with the bosses. The phone rings early. I'm all prepped for my Chainsmokers interview, but alas, I'm stuck in the meeting.
Thank God I got here early.
Thank God you got here early, prepped some interview questions, put some makeup on, put some breath mints in, and we're just ready to go when Alex from the Chainsmokers called through and you stepped in.
Yep.
Darling, this is why they call you the best producer in town, on a par with producer Luke, of course.
No, better.
Hey!
Better.
So what are we going to hear next?
We had a chat about their new EP, which Ooh. Came out, and...
Should we just play it? And
yep, because I can't remember. So you guys have a new EP. It's out now, Collage. I was saying, oh, College. That's so cool they've called it College, because I was missing the letters. And everyone was like, it's Collage. And I was like, oh, no, yep, you're right. I'm just an idiot.
I kind of liked it because, I mean, the media has to label you something, and... We didn't really see it coming, although it kind of seems obvious now, but like the whole frat boy nonsense. And, you know, I think there's a lot more to us, but it was kind of cool to, you know, play off that. Because when you look at it, you do see College and you're like, oh, of course. And then you're like, oh, wait, no, kind of, that joke's on me. It's actually Collage.
Yeah. That was exactly what I thought. Have you guys got any more big collabs coming up in the works?
I mean, I don't want to ruin any surprises because like, that's half the fun, but we have some like really, 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 really awesome projects in the works that... You know, we've been going hard at for the last 6 months. We're really pumped about it. So, yeah, yes, we do have some people that are going to like turn heads, but I don't want to say who they are.
Okay. Were they massive fans? Can you say that? Did they come to you or you went to them?
Some both ways. I mean, we're massive fans of everyone. And, you know, it's so like it's such a shock to us when we hear some of these people are like what we're doing and are fans. So, you know, I think it's always mutual. You know, you meet in the middle and it's usually like funny, like you'll be like, hey, like, did you know this band listens to your music before they go on stage? And you're like, what? No?
Yeah.
And you're like, can we hit them up and work on something? And then they're like, we'd love to work on something. And then next thing you know, you're like in the studio. So
that's
been kind of cool.
Okay, obviously as well, we have to speak about your Snapchat because you guys' Snapchat is my favorite thing to check every night before I go to bed. So good.
Thank you.
Just because you guys, I guess, it sounds so dumb to be like, you guys are crazy, but you guys are crazy. My favorite thing is, it's only been on there a few times, but is a thing between you guys dacking each other? Wait, in America, do you call it dacking if you pull down someone's pants?
Oh, yeah, we just call it panting. But
panting. In Australia, we call it dacking. So, like, you dack your friends, which means you pull down their pants in front of everyone.
Yeah, we're super immature.
Yeah.
And it's always, like, we're just always in airports and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, it's kind of one of those things, like, you're hungover from the night before, you got another long flight, And, like, there's really only one thing that will, like, turn your spirits around, and that's pulling your friend's pants down in public.
Have you guys ever accidentally pulled down, like, shorts and underwear or just shorts? Like, has anyone's junk ever fallen out by accident?
That's always my goal, is to get the full, Monty. But, you know, it's hard. I've gotten Rory, our videographer, a couple times really good. And he, like, got really mad at me once.
Is he the guy with the long blonde hair?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Okay. Yeah. We can't wait for you to come back to Australia. You were here at the start of the year. When are you guys coming back? Do you know?
I mean, we have an ill show plan for when we do come there. I think, like, what we really want to do is we're working on some really cool stuff right now. And I would hate to, like, go there and then put all this awesome stuff out, like, right after. Right. So I think we're trying to time it so, like, all this, you guys can, like, enjoy some new music instead of music you've been listening to, you know, for, like, months on end. So Australia is our number one priority to get down there. I mean, I love going there just for fun. So, you know, to get to go do some shows there makes it all the better.
Thanks so much for hanging out on the show tonight, Alex.
Thank you. It was great to speak with you.
I think I counted 34 likes in 2 minutes. Oh,
and I edited half of them out. He said, like, 470 million times.
Well, these guys were number one on the US charts until Ray Schumann and Gucci Mane kicked them off with this next track. I'm talking about Black Beatles, the current number one in the US, and it plays now on Ash London Live.
Watch Dogs 2, Enter the Hacker's World, available now on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Ash London Live, baby.
Every night we're calling back one of our very own music watchdogs who've told us what they're loving via the win page at ashlondonlive.com. They call up, they talk about an amazing track, we give them a sick prize. And by prize, I mean a PlayStation console and gaming pack. Monique is on the line. Monique, my darling, you've got an amazing track you want to tell me about. Hit me.
Yes, I do. I just wanted to say how much I love the song Calling Out right now.
Pez.
Yes, absolutely.
I love a bit of Australian rap. For everyone that hasn't heard the track, it sounds like this. Oh, great. Vocals there from Paul Dempsey, the lead singer of Something for Kate. Monique, I think you've got pretty good taste in music, my darling.
Oh, awesome.
I'm not just going to give you a compliment, though. I'm going to send you a PlayStation console and gaming pack. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Believe it, baby. You're very, very welcome. And good on you for suggesting great Australian music. We love that. It's all thanks to Watch Dogs 2 and to the Hacker's World. It's available now on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Thanks, Monique. Now I've got some Drake for you. This is Fake Love on Ash London Live.
Ash London Live.
I've got... a portion. I can't say fundamentals. Just a portion of fundamentals. But you know, maybe the best looking portion of fundamentals.
Get out.
Just putting it out there.
Oh,
you down with that?
Yeah, claim that. Thanks.
I'll take that.
Claim it. Unfortunately, I haven't heard the new single though because it's not yet released. We're about to premiere it. What do I need to know about this track, boys?
I personally wrote about a girl that I met.
Now I'm in.
I guess it's also about how it's kind of ironic or something, like everyone feels lonely and so there's solace in knowing that everyone is feeling like you. So it's kind of about that as well.
I love
that. It's kind of like this internet age, I guess, you know, where everyone's kind of posts up this ideal kind of portrait of their lives and you know, where they're at in their lives and, you know, take 50 shots before you get the perfect shot of you looking all fleek, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas really it's like, you know, where... in a lot of ways we're less connected than we were before the whole kind of Facebook era and all that kind of thing came about, because before, you know, you'd actually ring a friend up on the telephone and be like, let's meet up, let's link, you know, whereas now it's you know, you give something a like or you give something a share, but it's a little less personal than it was back in the day.
So true. I read an article recently about that exact thing and I made up a word for it. I called it phoneliness.
Yeah,
because our phones are like, it's a false sense of connectedness. We feel like we have more friends than ever. We feel like we're being heard and we're connecting, but it's not. As a human being, we need physical touch. We need awkwardness. We need to touch and hear and smell. We don't have that anymore. So we think that we're connecting ourselves, but we're all lonely.
I'm going to straight up steal that. That's a dope way of saying
it. That's in the next track, Phoneliness.
20%.
All right. 15. Let's go.
Okay. I'll take 15.
All right.
I know you guys toured with Macklemore. How has the response been from overseas acts? Have you built relationships or has there been any pushback? I mean, as you said, it's a weird thing. White Aussie guys making hip hop. people outside of this culture probably wouldn't expect it.
We've never had a bad experience with any internationals. They were definitely really courteous to us, regardless of what it is. That's what kind of hip-hop culture is.
Yeah.
Like, all the guys are getting along. Maybe in the States there might be a lot of publicity stunts, but behind the scenes, for the most part, like, people are getting along and talking shop, basically.
Yeah. You guys are touring right now, I believe. Like, how far into the tour are you?
We got two legs down. We're about to start for another 6 weeks, I think, though.
Who's the most annoying person on tour that just, you know, doesn't brush their teeth or snores when they sleep or, like, wets a bed? I don't know.
I think you might have met him the other day.
The Cho. P-Train.
I wasn't going to drop him in it, but, you know.
Brush your goddamn teeth.
He's our little bro.
We always kind of knew he was going to do special things, and it's awesome to have him in our band.
Love it. And it's awesome to have you guys in studio. Thundermental, thanks so much. So excited to get the track on right now. It's an Ash London first play. Think about it. Guys, we love you. Thanks for making time to stop by.
Ash London Live.
Two lovely human beings are in studio right now for Ash London Live. Samantha Jade, Cyrus.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello, thank you. Oh,
and you went and did a duet together.
We did.
That's so fun.
Whose
idea was it originally?
Look, you know, I'm going to take credit there. It was my idea.
I'll jump straight in.
No, but Cyrus said yes. You know, he could have been like, don't like this. I'm not doing it.
So you have to play the demo first and then say, do you all?
Yeah, you got to send it and you got to get the, yep, I like it, I'll get on it.
I didn't want to jump on board with anything too corny, but I absolutely fell in love. It's such a great track. And, you know, to be able to do it with Sammy's been a dream.
Aww,
we actually have had so much fun.
Exactly. We've only been hanging out for the last, like, 2 days nonstop.
Yeah.
But, it's been awesome. This is the first time that I've kind of collaborated with another artist. And it's such a new thing for me, and it's so fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And when you're forced to be in someone's personal space a lot, that's when the truth comes out. Like, we just went to Europe together for 4 days, but didn't have a break. And I was like,
do you hate him now?
I don't. I love him. I love him.
Oh, good.
Because that traveling is the worst.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh,
yeah. Like, we've been doing a little bit of that. We're doing that tomorrow too.
Oh, geez.
I mean, Sydney to Melbourne's one thing. Sydney to bloody Abu Dhabi, and then to London.
That's the longest flight.
That's something else.
Yeah.
At least you get your, unless budgets are very tight, I assume you've got your own rooms. That's when it gets when you share a bathroom.
Oh, no. Cyrus, you would actually hate me. We would be done.
I don't think Cyrus and Samantha Jade share an Ibis hotel room together. Ibis Express.
So you call this an old-fashioned love song, and I like this because I'm into, like, old movies, like old love movies where things are implied and it's not just, like, the guy and the girl meet and then they're naked 20 seconds later, and you're like, oh, where's the rose?
Yeah, exactly.
This is kind of that version of it.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's really nice, you know, for a ballad especially to be told from a male and female kind of perspective and just as sad on either end.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I think, you know, absolutely. Like, because...
Guys get emotional too.
Yeah.
Guys get emotional too.
None of the ones I've dated, Cyrus.
They need to listen to this song. Let's send it to them.
Just black holes.
Heartless boys.
No, you're right. I think it's easy to forget that guys do feel things, but
absolutely.
Often because they're so like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm good.
Right. After the breakup, they're like dating someone else a week later, or they're like surfing every day, and you're like, I can't even put a bra on at this point.
I haven't looked in the mirror in 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. But everybody hurts. Everybody feels like R.E.M.,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we're about to play the song for the first time. We're about to premiere the track on the show.
Exciting.
Is there anything that people of Australia need to hear before we play it that's going to either change or alter or better their listening experience?
Oh, no pressure.
I hope you like it. Yeah. This is just know this is the very first time that me and Sammy have kind of collaborated together. So enjoy.
Hopefully not the last time you collaborate together.
Yes, I hope
you're
not.
Both
I hope
beautiful
not.
Humans. Can sing also, which
Thank
also
you.
Always
Thank
helps.
You.
Let's get it on the air now, premiering Hurt Anymore from Samantha Jade and Cyrus on Ash London Live.
Catching up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas now.